Hi there. This is a quieting, sort of gentle, more soothing practice without being an absolute restorative session. So if you've looked at the sheet first, you will have noticed that it's rather prop heavy, especially to start with. So make sure you've got what you need to go, and once you're seated on your chair, make sure your feet can firmly press onto the ground. So for those of us who are not so tall, you might need an extra couple of blocks, bricks or books under your feet. And then with the weight firmly in your buttocks, walk your hands forward over the props so that your belly and your chest are both supported. So if a sense that you're squeezing the bolster or chairs between the legs as you press the heels down. And keep the buttocks heavy as you lengthen the spine forwards. Let the belly spread. Let the chest spread on the soft props. We might have to be more creative than what's shown. You might need more cushions, more towels, more blankets. And you will see that in the first photograph, my arms are extended over the chair. That's to encourage the length on the spine and the sides of the trunk. In the first instance, keeping the weight in the buttocks all the time. And then once you feel you have that length, you can of course fold the arms so that the forehead rests on the forearms. At this point, you're liable to give a deeper exhalation. This would be a good sign as you start to allow yourself to relax onto the props. Let the belly soften, let the diaphragm spread. And start to become more aware of the breath in the back body. The back chest, the back of the lungs inflating on inhalation. And just passively smoothing out with exhalation. Soft, smooth inhalation. Soft, smooth exhalation. Feeling rooted in the buttocks as you stay, because there's a possibility of going light there. Feeling the symmetry of the pose as your mind, your awareness starts to move inward from the hustle bustle of life. Let the shoulders move away from the ears. And let the neck feel softer, longer. So just a few moments more, staying quiet, staying still in this position. This is Pawan McTasan on a chair. Walk your hands back till they're under the shoulders and push yourself to sit upright. And you'll notice the second picture is not so very different. It's really just the chair that's going to move around. So there might be some furniture removal noises at this end. The chair is just going to move around slightly to the right. And the buttocks, they don't move at all. Hopefully the feet don't move very much either. So you remain anchored in the buttocks. You turn in line with your right thigh, and then you walk the hands again down the bolsters, the blankets, the cushions, whatever you're using. And you can experiment with hand positions, as we did with the last pose. Arms extended, or forehead on forearms, or as it is in the photograph, where I'm extending the left arm, but have the right hand just under the right shoulder. So I feel more of the twist. Twisting passively because of the supports, but with awareness. grounded in the buttocks. Inhaling into the back chest. Exhaling, softening the belly. If you want to stay longer than this audio takes you into any of these poses, of course, all you have to do is pause when we're about to move. Otherwise, you can move with us. So we're going to come up from that side and take the chairs over to the left slightly. As far as the left thigh, maybe not quite as far as the left thigh, or possibly just a little bit further. But you have to do this without disturbing the base of your pose. So feet, legs, still squeezing the chair and bolsters. Buttocks still firmly rooted. And of course, now we're stretching the right side. You'll feel that. The whole of the right side of the spine, of the trunk, longer. Just gently stretched, where the left side is just gently compressed. Should all be very soft and gentle at this point. Just adjusting yourself. Try and feel, use your perception, how this affects the breath. Favouring the right lung now. Make sure you keep the belly soft, diaphragm soft as we started. It's generally a very nice stretch for the back. Anyone who's got a sensitive back at the moment, of course, you just need to stack up the props higher. And then inhale, up you come. Use the hands, walk them into the shoulders. Come back to face the front. I wasn't planning to come forwards other than very briefly, as you did to start with, just to even up the two sides, but there's no need to stay unless you really want to. So now we're going to have the same sort of idea, breathing into the back chest, but working the legs. So you're going to have to find a table or a couple of chairs and bolsters where you can stand up, either with the feet hip width. You can also use kitchen stools for this as well, like we do in the studio. And but some of you might find you can't find a table high enough. So then what you need to do is you do more like Prasarit Padottanasana. Your feet will need to go wider. Might have to go across your mat, take the feet a bit wider. Basically, another symmetrical pose with the belly and the chest fully supported. So the supports need to come up to the level of your hip joints. And again, let the front belly be soft. Let the diaphragm spread. And it should be really soothing to rest forward like this. So you keep the same sort of sensation in the torso and breath, but your awareness now more in the legs, so the feet open on the floor. The four corners of the feet pressing down. That slightly catching sensation on the outer calf where you roll them in. But most definitely a lifting of the thighs, the knees, the inner legs. So you feel the pelvic floor lifted. And in doing all that lifting, you can make the tummy a bit hard and then the mouth a bit hard. So you then have to remember the resting half of the body on the supports. Give some attention to that. But then, of course,
course, what happens is the legs go a little bit loose, so you have to go back to the feet. You can recycle these instructions as you rest in your supported Uttanasana or your supported Padottanasana. And the organs soften, and the lower backs lengthen, spread out. Exhaling completely, deeply. Strengthening the legs on inhalation. And then taking the hands under the shoulders and walking the hands in and coming to standing. So with all this spinal awareness and breath awareness, we're going to, it makes the mind very quiet. So hopefully you're ready to move straight into a balance, because your next pose will be tree pose, Vrikshasana. A little bit of furniture removal at this end, because I'm doing it with you, actually, as is Marika, as in the photographs. So we're going to go for tree pose, so make your space, keep your focus, and come and balance on the left leg. Use whatever support helps for you. We've looked at using the wall and chairs in previous audios. Make sure you really reach into the four corners of the standing foot. Stretch up with the spine as evenly as you can. And of course, extending the arms. And then changing sides, briefly through Tadasana, joining the feet. Transferring the weight, placing the left foot inside the right thigh, stabilizing the hips, leveling the hips. Feel again that length and stability in your spine. Even extension on both sides with the arm extension. And quietly rooting into that foot underneath you. So the breath becoming deeper with the more independent pose. And the opening of the hips. Release, because that prepares you perfectly for Ardha Chandrasana, half moon balance. We show two pictures, one with the back to the wall, so if you have the space, because we're not doing it as an all-out independent practice, we want you to take support either with the back to the wall or the foot on the wall. So I'm going to come into it from Uttanasana. You can come into it by stepping. If that's what suits you, you can have chair support for the arm underneath you, brick support. And then when you lift the leg behind, make sure you extend well into that heel. So we're looking to get this length in our spines by stretching that raised leg back. Try and keep the breath as much as you can into the full chest, the back chest, as much as the front chest. Pressing into the four corners of that foot as you bring down the top leg. Change sides. So the four corners of the left foot balanced underneath you. Right leg extending so much it stretches out your spine and release that lower side of the trunk. Now you breathe into both lungs well. Keep the head in line with the spine. And use the support to help you balance the hips. So you've got a nice opening in the hips. So for most of us, we use our fingers to place the top hip over the lower hip. And then come back, joining your feet. Tadasana. So feet in a Tadasana, or a hip width Tadasana, for the next pose would be essential. So again, you're going to have to get a couple of chairs or a table. So sometimes we have to go through a chair to do this. So more furniture removals. Let's get this right. So we have to again have the chairs facing each other. And if you sit through the back of one, and then you might need all your blocks and bolsters and any manner of cushions from around the house. So, but a table is better if you can possibly catch your tailbone on the edge of a table. That is preferable. And you can see the really nice rake of my body as it goes over the bolsters. But all the time, it's just like the last couple of poses where you feel like you're standing. So feet hip width. Legs extended. If you're not comfortable in the back, it's just that you're not quite yet on the right spot. So make sure that the toes turn in towards each other as much as possible. As you inhale again, you get this nice even extension through the sides of the trunk, opening the chest. Any number of arm positions. Hands on the tummy. Arms out at shoulder height if you've got that space. You can support the arms up to shoulder height. Or you can take the arms overhead. And then with each exhalation, pressing into the feet. With each inhalation, feeling lightness and openness in the front body. Especially the chest now. And again, if it's irritating in any way, you come out the pose. But Salamba Purvottanasana is a very nice combination of working legs and passive torso, if you just get it right. It's always worth persisting. So you can stay. Has an alert state of mind and yet this restful quality lying underneath it. You can try extending your exhalations more and more. As you stay. Well, this is just a little sort of refreshing sequence, so we're going to suggest that now you take your hands waist level or hip level, depending on what you're supported on. And you bend your knees slightly, dip your hips down, and push the hands to lift the chest up. So you'll be either seated in your chairs or standing by the table. Just as you recover there, this is worth just reflecting on how you feel, because it's usually it's quite an invigorating pose despite the supported element, and it's very good for boosting the immune system, so worth doing. So moving on, Bharat Vajrasana 1. So for those with knee problems, just do the chair and the twist. Otherwise, you might like to do it the way we showed, which is a seated Bharat Vajrasana 1. And you can use a block or a blanket just to level the hips as you sit. And the feet go to the left in the first instance. And you turn to the right. Now you can turn to a wall or a chair. You can have an extra brick for the hand behind, because this is a pose we teach a lot in class, so everyone will be familiar with it. And I want you just to be able to stay looking over the right shoulder, lifting the eyes and the chin up slightly. So we're just trying to, again, rotate the spine. But this time both sides, you know, because it's rotating rather than the twist we did earlier. So again, let your focus come to exhalation and exhale more deeply. Watch the pose grow on inhalation. Exhale more deeply. Feel more grounded in the hips and the legs. And keep that weightiness as you come back to the centre and change the leg position. So, Baddha Vajrasana 1. Twisting with the feet off to the right. I am not specifying how you cross the feet. There's different ways of doing this. Do what feels most natural for you today. But do keep the thighs as close and parallel to each other as you can. And stretch up well before making the turn to the other side. And again, watch the pose evolve through the breath. So if you exhale more deeply, feel a tone come to the tummy, supporting the spine and freeing the chest to turn more. So watch the inhalations, of course. Exhaling, watchful of that breath too. Try to keep a symmetry on the length of right and left side of trunk as you make the turn. That feels a very distinct rotation for the spine. So that's good for the circulation of the spine and strengthening those muscles. Now come back to the centre and stretch the legs out. So next we put Virasana, because of course this is complementary to the opening of the hips is by rotating them in. Virasana can be done off the edge of a chair, it can be done on bolsters or piles of blocks, or it can be done with the buttocks right on the ground. But the main thing is to make sure that your knees are together when you start to sit back, and you keep your thighs in contact, and you keep the heels outside the hips. So again, a symmetrical pose. Start with your thumb on your heels and your fingers on the ball of the foot. With each exhalation, let the weight come down into the buttocks. And with each inhalation, feel the tummy and the chest lifting. And again, exhale, weight to the buttocks. So not dissimilar to the movement of breath, the picture, the feeling of breath that we had in the very first pose. So holding the Virasana position with the feet, not disturbing the breath too much, you're going to stretch the arms forward and then take the arms up into Urdhva Hastasana. If you were wanting more arm stretch, especially those of you with neck and shoulder problems, you could pause the audio here and also do the interlinking of the fingers for Urdhva Badyanguliyasana. We're just working with the very simple symmetrical posture, lengthening the spine, remaining aware of the breath. Now we have the legs soft, they are resting, the spine is working, the shoulders are down, and bring your arms back down, and then prepare for Supta Baddha Konasana. So another symmetrical pose. Most people know and like this one very well. And if there's any issues with the back, make sure you support the outer thighs or knees with extra cushions or yoga bricks. You can use a belt or not, as we've worked with regularly in class. But take the props that allow you to have a quiet, supported pose. So now we're on to the restorative postures. Supta Baddha Konasana and Shavasana. Adjust your posture every time. Don't assume you can place yourself down perfectly, because if you move too quickly, you might have some disturbance after a minute or two where you need to adjust your hip or your shoulder or your back. So try to stop that disturbance with a freedom and care, a freedom of movement by careful placement. Make sure the shoulders are moving away from the ears and the skin of the buttocks is moving to the back thighs. See that all limbs remain balanced. So there's no disturbance, no fluctuation other than the breath. So yet your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your nose all remain quiet inside. So removing tension from the throat and tongue region, relaxing the nostrils, muscles, and skin fibers. Aware of the length of the spine and the length of your breaths. So that a silence can start to come within the body, within the brain. So again, Supta Baddha Konasana. For many people, a couple of minutes is quite sufficient. For others, again, you could pause the audio if you want to stay for a little bit longer. Otherwise, we're going to now just move, having totally mobilised your hips, we're going to move to Shavasana. Now, we're showing a flat Shavasana with just a blanket for the head, a thin blanket. But take what you need and don't be afraid to vary what you need at different times. You might need to have a blanket for the whole of the spine. You might need a thicker blanket just for the head and neck. But come to your Shavasana and lie on your back, adjusting the shoulders properly so that you extend the arms downwards. And don't start with too much height for the head. You can always just fold your blanket if you need to. Quietening the thigh muscles, draw the skin fibers inwards. Allow the bone fibres of those thighs to move downwards. So a quietness comes on the front of the thighs, but also the front of the brain. So there's this receding of brain cells, front brain to back brain. There's a receding of thigh muscles, front thigh to back thigh. And hopefully any shakiness of the body or breath starts to ease at this point. In fact, encourage the eyes to recede into their sockets. Inwards, downwards. So So in both senses, down to the floor and down to the back body. Allow any tension in those neck muscles to descend also. Feel the cheekbones descending towards the mat, towards the floor. Let every fibre rest in its place quietly. Slowly open your eyes. Bending up the legs so the feet stay on the floor, semi-supine position. And roll onto your right side. So you roll without shifting the hips and you support the head once you get onto your side. So a quick refreshing practice. Well, relatively speaking, it's quick, just about half an hour. And ready for the rest of your day, whatever that might be.